This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a look at the Chicago defense.
Eddie Jackson, Alabama.
Eddie Jackson.
Eddie Jackson has just been phenomenal, not just in coverage where he can play man coverage like a corner can, but back deep and being a bit of an enforcer.
Safety for your Chicago Bears.
Here comes Stafford.
And he's picked off, and it's going the distance. Eddie Jackson has a touchdown. This is an incredible play by Jackson.
2018 Pro Bowl selection and first-team NFL All-Pro.
Rodgers, late pressure coming, throwing over the middle. It's broken up and intercepted in the end zone. Coming out with it, Eddie Jackson.
Your Bears are NFC North Division champions.
College football national champion.
Pump fakes and looks to throw downfield. It's intercepted. Picked off by Eddie Jackson, who baited the quarterback. Alabama back on top of the college football world.
All right, thank you, man. Roll Tide.
Eddie Jackson.
You know, I like Eddie Jackson coming up too, man. He continued to do the things he's doing in Chicago. He's representing right.
Eddie Jackson with McNeil and Parkins on 670 The Score.
It's a Bears Friday today on The Score. Bears Friday brought to you by Dunkin'. Chicago runs on Dunkin'. This hour brought to you by the Illinois Secretary of State's office. Visit www.realid.ilsos.gov. Eddie Jackson every Friday at 5 on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. And he's normally getting his glutes or hammies or shoulders worked on. Mm-hmm. This time, is Sandy the masseuse there again, Eddie?
Yes, he is.
And what a tradition.
Yeah, this is a tradition unlike any other. We need to freshen up some of these damn highlights on you, though, Eddie. We need some fresh stuff, man.
Most definitely. This weekend, we got one coming this weekend.
Sunday. I hope so.
You're calling your shot?
I'm calling my shot, man.
What are we going, pick six? What do you think?
I always tell myself the first one's going to always be a pick six. So, yeah, we're going to say pick six.
Just strip the damn ball out of someone's head. When I fell in love with you, you guys are playing in Cincinnati, and you strip A.J. Green, and you recover. You keep your body inside, but right near the chalk. That's when I fell in love with you. I haven't seen that in too damn long, Eddie Jackson.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Got to get more of those. You know, just keep flying around. They're going to come.
What was it like for you last week? You don't normally lead the team in tackles.
Man, it was pretty tough out of ordinary. It was just out there just playing, you know, running, roaming around and making plays. You know, they was doing a good job, like gap scheming us up front, you know, just getting guys pushed back. So just kind of, you know, just putting myself in a position to play, you know, closer to the box. And the tackles, you know, they was just there for me to make.
Were you happy with how you tackled, Eddie?
Kind of. You know, I came trying to be more aggressive and stuff like that. Some things I wish, one tackle I wish I could have finished, you know, but, you know, it was pretty cool, yeah.
Was that the one on the Jordan Howard touchdown run?
It was the one on the, I wish I could have got that one again, though, because I didn't see him. You know, I didn't know somebody was going, I thought someone was going to be in that gap. You know, and then I seen it was, like, too late. Like, he just ran past. I'm like, man, it's crazy.
I'm glad that's what it was. I've been wanting to talk to you about that for several days because it looked like there might have been somebody pushed right in front of you, and then by the time you realized that Jordan was coming through, and he's a large mammal, and you kind of just swatted at him with the left hand. But I just noticed the tackling overall last week. I thought you guys tackled high a little bit. Is that a fair criticism?
I guess you could say that, you know. I don't, not really, you know, but, you know, you just got to understand, Jordan's 240. So when you playing a back like that, you know, no matter where you hit him, he's a guy that always falls forward, you know.
You know, we said during the week, like, it's probably not by design to have the free safety lead the team in tackles. Like, that's not normally, right? Normally you want that to be, you know, Roquan or something like that, or Danny.
Yeah, but, you know, we all got our jobs, so just for me to go out there wherever I'm needed, you know, that's what I got to do. I got to step up. I got to make tackles, you know, just play where you need it.
How are you guys holding up mentally through these 4 weeks of losses? 5 weeks, 4 games.
We've been pretty good. Everyone's energy still high. We just waiting on it to all turn around. We just continue to get better at little things that we need to fix. And, during the week, energy still high. Everyone's flying around, practicing well, and, just not listening to all the outside stuff. But we know what we have to fix, and we're just making those adjustments.
We're talking to Eddie Jackson here on The Score. When you say not listening to the outside stuff, how hard is that? Because you guys have been on every talk show this week, all over national TV.
It's not really pretty hard because we really don't pay attention to it. Like, to be honest with you, like, you will hear stuff and see stuff, but, like, we don't really pay it no mind. Like, we don't really buy into it. And, like, man, like, it's nothing that ever comes up to us as players that we address. Like, bro, y'all hear them talking about us? Like, so, like, the type of group we have, like, it's easy not to pay attention to it because no one ever brings it up or even, buy into it.
Or Mitch has the TVs turned off, then you can't see it either. Or can't even read the scroll. That was a big story here this week. And one of the writers, I don't know how much you pay attention, Dan Wiederer in the Tribune today said, yeah, it's just an easy opportunity for talk show hosts and the talking heads and the bloggers to fire from the cheap seats. There's nothing to see here, folks, basically was what I inferred from his column. I'm not so sure I agree with that, but how do you feel about it?
About what you mean? About what? I haven't seen it.
Well, if there's, was it a story that your quarterback is, are we by spending hours on this radio station over the course of a week, I would think, talking about that and what that means, is that just verbal masturbation?
For us to talk about who, Mitch, or about the Bears?
When Mitch said to turn
off
the TVs.
Trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off.
Yeah, that stuff.
Oh. I'm not sure. I don't even know if he really like meant that or he was just, just like joking, but he didn't say anything about that to us or anybody. So I don't know if it was just, just him making a little joke or just a comment, but I feel like that's all it was.
Yeah, it's, because it's an interesting thing. Like, I know you guys all say that you don't pay attention to it, but then, I see you on social media, like all you guys, not just you, like you guys are out there and, NFL Network will be on up at House Hall or something like that. It seems hard for me to believe that you don't at least know that the conversation is happening.
Oh, no, I never said we don't know that it's happening. I said we just don't buy into it. Like,
yeah.
Like you see it, but it's just like it's nothing that, sit up here and lingers with us that we have to go in the locker room and talk about or feel a type of way about. And I feel like just, being an NFL athlete over the years, you learn how to deal with those things. Like, it's going to come. Some of us had one of our, best years. And like me, I played solid last year and I still see people say negative things about me. So it's just, it's going to always be something said. So I feel like as players, we just, you accept it and just don't buy into it.
We're talking to Eddie Jackson here on The Score. You guys win this game. I was wondering about this. You guys going to do Club Dub and do your full celebration again, even though it's been a tough year?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. We're going to stick with what we've been doing, and that's just the motivation, to get back in Club Dub. Me and A-Rod was talking about it the other day, like, man, it's felt like it's been forever since we've been in Club Dub.
Week four against the Vikings, remember that?
Yeah, exactly. It's been forever.
So, that type of thing is openly talked about then, that motivation to get back to celebrating.
Yeah, exactly. It really is, and for us, in the defense back end, we got celebrations that we want to be put out there. So we got to score and make plays on the ball and just create those turnovers.
Have the guys who have been asked to replace Akeem Hicks by committee started to feel more comfortable with their roles?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, everyone is bought in, and like we got Blau, he's a young guy. He looks up to King kinda, King keeps him under his wing and, King just being around, just helping those guys, coaching them up and all those type of things, it's also helping them, and for them to go out there week in and week out and see what they need to do or fix on film, help build that confidence and, get them that chip on their shoulder, like, all right, we can do this, we can, we got it. But everyone's buying in and everything's looking good on the defense side of the ball. We just kind of continue to, come out Sunday, play how we play and eliminate the mistakes.
I was going to say, how do you compare, we're halfway through the season, this year's defense to last year's?
More mistakes. We've more minute errors, doing things, shooting ourselves in the foot, especially last game. I feel like that was like the most we've ever been penalized. And, what, a quarter or two quarters, you know, especially on crucial downs, third downs, fourth downs, get off the field, things like that. So it's just, you know, we just got to continue to eliminate those mistakes and stop shooting ourselves in the foot, get better playing that discipline type of football, you know, attention to details and eyes in the right spot and things, all those type of things. And that's what we need to do.
Are those encroachment penalties, offsides penalties, Eddie, just over anxiousness?
Yeah, I feel like they was, you know, guys just anxious to make a play, and you know, and especially when it gets like that, you know, especially to this type of point where we know we got to go out there, we got to make a play, you know, I feel like guys know that, so it's just everyone's just anxious and ready, but that's I feel like that's all that was.
Eddie, there's a lot of ex-Bears who do media in this town, and you know, I'm in my early 30s, and my entire life, the defense has been better than the offense on the Bears.
I'm 58 and I can say the same.
So it's just like a thing around here, and we have these ex players who said, and you know, they admittedly they say it after they leave, right? They're not saying it in season usually, but they talk about how it was tough to have to feel like they had to be perfect or to carry the offense and any of that. How do you guard against that?
Oh, just going out there, control what we can control. And the type of motto we have in the defensive room is, like I said, if they don't score, they don't win. You know, that's just the motto, you know. And us, we always want to keep a team to under, you know, what 14 points. But to us, our guys, we always tell us, ourselves, like, hey, if they don't score, they don't win. So for us, we just got to control that part of the game and creating turnovers. You know, giving our offense chances, you know, quick turnarounds, sudden turnarounds. So us going out there, creating a turnover, you know, because – you know, some of the games we lost a turnover battle, you know, and you compare it to last year, compare it to this year. If you look at it, we led the league in turnovers last year. So those guys had multiple chances to do things with the ball. And right now we're not giving them the ball. So I feel like that all ties in into one another. So for us, we just got to go out there. We got to create turnovers. I won't say, oh, we got to be perfect. But everyone wants to be perfect. But at the end of the day, like I said, the bread is in the pudding, whatever they say, you know, we just got to get the ball back.
The proof is in the pudding. Yeah.
The proof is in the pudding. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but
you
bread know. Pudding's delicious.
Bread pudding is good now.
I'm a rice pudding man myself. I like finding the proof in the rice pudding.
Proof in the rice pudding. It's perfect.
Proof in the rice pudding. Yeah, man. But if you pay attention to it, last year we created 30-something turnovers. So we
36.
Gave those guys. Yeah, we gave those guys a lot of chances to get the ball and make things happen. Right now, we're not giving them the type of chances. So, for us on the deep side of the ball, we got to step up and do our part, which is create turnovers.
Dude, it's tough to make all these expressions stick when you're getting a massage during an interview. You know what I mean? It's hard. Bread pudding, rice pudding, it's all very confusing. But now on to important matters, Eddie. Is Tua going to play?
Oh, man, I don't know. I feel like that's a game-time decision. You know, it's tough because he did it last year. You know, and I feel like right now it's LSU. They're playing good, but at the same time, you got to think about your future and the future of the team. Because if you go out there, you're not 100%, you get hurt. Now you set yourself back with the team and, you know, you for combine. And, you know, because sometimes you got to think about your future. You know, he's a selfless guy. Sometimes you got to be selfish, you know, right now. And just got to think of the bigger picture, you know, national championship, the draft, and things like that. So I'm really not sure.
What are you going to do for the game? Bama LSU, for anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about. What are you going to do?
Just sit home. You know, I got some family coming to town, so we're going to sit home and watch it. You know, get the chef to cook tomorrow and, you know, just relax and watch the game for a little, then head downtown to the hotel.
Tuscaloosa is going to be the place to be. I've been there once, 2011, just refreshing myself, and it was Alabama LSU. They rematched later for the national championship, but I was just looking at the players I saw that night just to refresh. My God, there were NFL players all over the field that night. That was quite an atmosphere, man. It's everything people told me Alabama was going to be, the experience.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I always tell people, like, if you want to go to a game and really, like, experience a real Bama game, go to a Bama versus LSU game or Bama versus Auburn when they're good.
Yeah, you guys lost 9-6 that night, though.
Yeah, and then came back 2011. They didn't cross the 50. I mean, the championship, they didn't cross the 50, though.
That's true. That is very true.
Troublesome for us over players.
Yeah. So Kevin Tolliver, he went to LSU. He's on the squad. Yeah. You guys have a bet or anything like that?
Yeah, we got a friendly bet.
What are the stakes?
Just, you know, got to come in, wear Alabama jersey and push-ups on site. So he got to give me push-ups on site. He can be in a store with his mom, and I tell him, call him, I need 5 push-ups. He got to drop down and give me 5 push-ups.
I like it. That's pretty good.
And it's inexpensive, too. Yeah. Just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just embarrassing.
Exactly. Well, those are the best kind of bets. Well, listen, man, enjoy the game, and get a pick six. All right, can you tell us what the celebration's going to be if you get one?
We got a couple. It might be the soccer, you know, when they try to score the goal. What is it called?
Like the penalty kick.
The penalty kick.
The penalty kick. We got the penalty kick. We got the one when the queen unites people. We got that one. We got a few more. Don't want to give them all out. Somebody might be listening.
Just get in the damn end zone and we'll watch.
Yeah. Also, Dan, congratulations, man. I heard you find out you're having a baby, man. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Eddie. I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Going to be a dad in March. You got any advice for me? You're not a dad. Are you a dad? I don't know.
No, I'm not a dad.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll figure it out for the both of us then, man. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah. When you figure it out, just give me that advice for future references.
All right. Yeah, I'll be sure to. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. Have a good one. All right.
All right. Thanks
Eddie. We'll see
you. Thank you. That's Eddie Jackson with us each and every week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.